Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.
All right, welcome to Brick by Brick. This is season 7. We are crossing over to 200 episodes. We want to thank all of you from the Les Brown Institute, from all of you millionaires and trillionaires across the world. I want to give a special shout out to two countries, Bangladesh and India. India's not necessarily both of you territories, I should say. You are tearing it up. In the last 48 hours, Bangladesh has downloaded us almost 48,000 times, so we definitely appreciate you, Bangladesh. Who would have ever thought that a little black kid from the ghetto would reach people in Bangladesh? We are pleased. Tempest is with us. She's on the line as well. She normally does this part of the podcast, but as for fun, we're switching it up right now because she's actually handling some good money-making business for us. We have a special episode today. So all of you are going to be pleased with this episode because we have two beautiful women on the lines right now. One is named Shell. The other is named Ashley. Would you ladies like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Shell Williams.
Yes.
And we have Miss Ashley over here as well.
Hello.
There it is. See, I told y'all they were beautiful. You can hear it in the voices. You can hear it in the voices. So these ladies, but they listen now, they're not just beautiful. They're business women. Okay, actually, let's not even do that. They are business moguls. Okay, they're business moguls. Because gender is not a factor because they get that money, and nothing's wrong with that at all. So we definitely appreciate you for tuning out. This whole episode is about Shell and Ashley and what they are doing. So here's what I want all of you to do. I want you to go to the show notes. I want you to check out the show notes. I want you to follow them on their social media, and I want you to fall in love with them because they are worthy of your love. So, Shell or Ashley, whoever wants to be first, what is it that you do and why should the people out there care?
Hey, people out there. So, listen, this is Shell. And basically, what I do is I'm an event and a wedding coordinator and planner. I also do event childcare as well. So what comes along with that is any type of event that you need, any type of wedding that you have, any type of formal, informal, corporate function, I'm the person that's there to do the A to Z, the background stuff, anything that you don't want to do, that's pretty much what I take care of.
Okay, well, that's great. That is super excellent. And what about Miss Ashley? What does she take care of?
My name is Ashley Boyer. I am a hairstylist and makeup artist in the Gallatin County area. I do weddings. I do everyday hair and makeup. Anything beauty, basically, I'm the go-to.
Okay, well, so here's what I just discovered thus far in the last minute of this podcast. Yeah, I'll do everything I can't do. Let me listen. I don't do paperwork. I'm not beautiful. I don't do hair. It sounds like I have need of all y'all's services. I'm one of them people, if I ain't got a fresh cut and a fresh shave, I'm just average. So I appreciate all y'all's services. That works out for me. Now, I heard... here's what I really heard, though. All jokes aside, I heard that you don't just, both of you, don't focus on one thing. It seems like you have your hands in a lot of different pies. Is that true?
Oh yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about that.
So me, this is Shell here. you know, when it comes to, you can't just say, oh, I do this type of event or I do that type of event, because they're all different in their own right. Not only do I provide event planning services, but I also provide event child care services. So if a person, you know, has an event, a wedding or so, at that reception, if child care is needed, I'm on site there to provide child care to where the parents don't have to worry about, you know, the kids running around. So we provide a safe environment for the children as well. You know, so it's a lot in detail in regards to the services that I provide. And I'm going to let Miss Ashley explain a little bit about what she does.
So as I said, I'm a hairstylist and makeup artist. I started doing hair first. I graduated from high school in 2006, and I got my license then. And as I went along, I saw that a lot of women were into beauty, and makeup was just an additional thing, and it was additional money for me, and it was something that I loved to do. And so it was like the overall makeover effect. So hair and makeup, it kind of went together. So any way that I can do your hair and makeup together anywhere, whether it's for a date night, wedding, whatever it is, we can get your hair and your makeup done.
Yeah.
With one stop.
Wow. Okay, so let me test it then. Let's see if y'all really this good. Let's test it. So we got some millionaires. They be listening in Dubai, and you know everybody in Dubai got private jets and stuff. So can you do hair on the jet?
Definitely. Definitely.
You can definitely do hair.
I can make anything work.
You can make anything work. Any circumstance, you can make it work. Okay.
Yes,
so
definitely. All I need is a backpack.
That's all you need is a backpack. So if they eating candy, and typing on the phone, can you still do hair?
Most definitely. I can do their makeup too.
And she said she ain't listen, if y'all in here, y'all ain't missing her nowhere. She'll figure out how to do your hair underwater and keep it dry at the same time.
Exactly. That's right.
That's it right there. I ain't mad at her. Okay, so I heard that you said you graduated in 2006. So that means you're not 90 years old.
I'm sure not. I'm not.
So you young and successful.
I would like to say so.
Okay. Now, but before we get to Shell, I've got to ask you this question, because we don't just do business. We also do motivation and some self-awareness around here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you lost any friends because you decided to chase your own success?
I mean, I would say I'm a bit of a loner. Not a loner, but I mean,
yeah.
I guess
because
my focus is different, so I guess I'll just say yeah.
Well, you know what? That proves that you are successful, because all successful people are weird, and you sound like a weird person. So, yes, definitely, definitely. Okay, Shell, well, we heard you too. You out here, now you doing all the paperwork and the business work, but I heard you say, listen, don't even try to pick an event. If you just have an event, I'm all for it. That's what I heard. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
So let's test this here, because I don't believe it. You mean tell me, if I wanted to have leprechauns at my birthday party, you could hook me up?
I can hook you up, most definitely.
So you mean tell me you'll find a bunch of short people and put them in green suits and make them talk Irishly?
Okay. I sure will.
So it's safe to say that both of you are resourceful.
Resourceful, yeah.
Okay. Now, why is it that in your business you are – actually, let me ask you a different question. Were you forced to be resourceful, or did resourceful just come naturally for both of you?
I would say for me, being resourceful, it came natural, but at the same time, being a woman and even in the event planning industry, sometimes it's a little bit hard in competing with other women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the men who are event planners as well. So sometimes you're forced to be resourceful.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah,
you get a bride that want $1 million wedding on $1,000 budget.
Oh my.
So you're forced to make it work.
That makes sense. Well, Ashley, do people want $1 million hairdos on $1,000 budgets too?
Most definitely. They want you to do everything. They want the hair that's super long. They want you to add it in. They want you to put it in, but they don't want to be able to take it out. They want you to create all kind of stuff, and they don't have no money.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right. Those same people at Walmart asking for discounts on $2 products right now. The same people. This product was in the wrong spot, and the box is so right here. I should get 50% off.
Clear tag,
like, ma'am, it's only $2 in the first place. I totally understand. So listen, I have to ask you this question, and I have to ask it because the two of you are women. So I'm going to explain this real quick. I am going to be the first to admit that men have created a lot of women's problems. I'm just going to be the first to admit that. That's
okay.
The truth. I'm sure I can I get a few all rights
amen.
On that one. Okay. All right. Got a few amens and all rights. Let me tell you how. Here's how men have created women's problems. And I wanted to bring it up to you because I'd love to get your opinion on it. Here's what I've noticed. I've noticed that men don't have to be qualified and we'll still go apply for a job and get it, or we'll start a business and get customers. And then what we'll do is we'll force 3,000 women to fight over three spots. Not 3,000,
right.
Three spots. And then we make fun of you all when you actually fight over those three spots.
Right,
when it's
right.
Men like us, that we can go with 3,000 men are applying for 10,000 jobs. All of us get a job, and we force you all to fight over spots. So tell me what you think, but don't just tell me what you think. Also, give a word of encouragement, both of you, to any women out there that may be frustrated by this life that we have created for you women.
You know, my take on that is what, and I'm going to go a little spiritual here because that's just who I am.
Have your way.
What God has for you is for you. So no matter what you go through in life, and I know this from my personal experience, no matter how many people tell you no, no matter how many doors are closed in your face, if it's something that you want and if it's something that you have the determination to get, you are not going to let anything or anyone get in your way or stop you. No circumstance is going to stop you from moving forward. No money issue is going to alter your way of thinking. You know, you just have to develop something in your mind to say, you know what, I can do it. Like, I can do this. I don't care how many men came before me or how many men are in my way. They're not going to stop me from being the person who God has created me to be. They're not going to stop me from doing what I need to do as an individual. That's just my thought on that, is that just be strong in what you believe and believe in yourself, number one, because if you don't believe in you, nobody else is going to believe in you.
I wish I had a church organ right there.
I ain't nothing else I can say.
Well,
that sermon right quick.
Well, look, you got to say something anyway because they want to hear from you.
No,
go ahead.
What she said, like, my business, I talk a lot about confidence. And like she said, you have to be confident in yourself and what you do.
Yeah.
And what you, even though someone does the same thing that you do, it doesn't mean that it's going to be the same. And
right.
Everybody is for somebody. So, I learned that in doing hair, like, you know, even though me and the same person are doing the same hairstyle, I just connect better with that person. So that person is not going to go anywhere else because they rather have it from me. You know, you understand what I'm saying? They relate to me more.
Yeah.
And so and that's because I have a certain confidence about what I'm doing, or I relate to this person. I'm you know, giving them a certain, I'm doing my thing the way I do my thing.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what I would say is, do your thing the way you do your thing, and nobody else can take it from you.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. That's absolutely fair. I need a choir, some angels to have a round of applause. You guys are killing it. That's definitely for sure. So obviously, you two women, you sound young. You are young. You're not 90, although nothing wrong with being 90, but you're young. You're relevant. You're some of the hottest people in Galveston area, Houston area. And you are doing a great job. So clearly something sets you apart.
Yeah,
I must know. We need the secret sauce. What makes you different, both of you? What makes you as individuals and you as companies that are together, what makes y'all different from your competition?
You know, it's the motivation. It's our heart behind what we do. You have to first love yourself and love what you do. Because you pour that love into yourself and you pour that love into what you do, it's not going to, it can't do anything but carry out and pour into your clients and pour into your people. So that's what makes, you know, us have repeat clients. That's what makes them refer other people to us. And I mean, we're unique. We're different. And I know I say that, but the difference being is that our heart, we're not like, okay, the money is great, but it's not always about the money.
It's the passion.
Right.
It's the passion and the love behind what we do, you know. So that's what makes us different.
I would say the same thing. It's not always like we love the money.
Right.
But if you could do what you do for someone and you could give it freely and not necessarily get paid and you would still be happy, then you kind of know that, you know,
that's your calling.
That's your passion.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So you heard it here first on the Brick by Brick podcast with Antonio Smith and Tempest Smith. You heard it here first, Ashley and Shell. They don't just do makeup and hair or events. They build people. That's hot. That sounds good. That sounds real good to me. I don't think anybody out there that's positive and have money in their pockets will have a problem with this. So I want all of you right now, all of you, everybody listening, go to your accounts, drain it, and send it to them right now. Right now.
Hey, go ahead.
That might be a little extreme, but I think you get the point.
It has to be all of it. I take a third.
Look, everybody
gets
us a dollar.
Okay.
So y'all gonna leave them the rent money. That's cool. They can get the okay. Got you. Well, they sure appreciate the rent money. But the rest of y'all money, leave the rent, leave the car note. The rest of it, don't give it to these two. They have need of your money.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. And they gonna build you while you're giving it to them though.
Oh
yeah, right. We're gonna make it work. They wild.
That's it. So I have to ask now. I was talking to Shell privately off air. She was telling me something about a bridal show or something. I don't even know what that is. I'm a guy. I don't know what a bridal is. First off, I try to stay away from anything like that. Bridal showers, bridal shows. What's the thing when you're pregnant and you have all the people come over?
A baby
and you play
shower.
All right. See what I'm saying? See? I try to stay away from those, too. I can't stand when they make them co-ed. I don't like that. So what is... What's a bridal show? What is that?
Well, a bridal show is pretty much just an exhibit show for newly engaged couples. It's or even if you're single, you know, and you just want to go window shop and just look and plan your dream wedding, you know, so you could all, you know how we do. We got to already be prepared for when our husband comes.
you know, everything is already
all right now.
So
all right.
The final show, you know, it's just where all of the wedding industry vendors, we come together under one place, and we provide a good time for people where they can shop, they can sip a little bit, they can eat a little bit, have a little fun, and at the same time, they can get to know some really, really professional people in the industry.
Wow, okay. That how the heck did you even come up with this idea? Where did this come from?
This came from the brilliant mind of Miss Ashley Boyer. So
what you say?
Yeah, see?
Hold on. This don't make no sense. Wait a minute now. First off, she just graduated in 2006. First of all, you can't have no good ideas and be young at the same time. Okay, that's number one. That's number one. First of all.
Number, okay?
Secondly, what is? And I'm doing this on purpose. What's a hair? What do you call it? Hair artist? What do you call it? I see how much of a guy I am. Hairstylist.
I'm a hairstylist.
There it is. What is a hair artist? I don't know what I'm doing right now. Okay. What's a hairstylist doing coming up with amazing ideas? What's that about?
Okay. So now I'm not only a hairstylist, I do as a makeup artist, right?
Right.
So
right.
I've been doing a lot of bridal, and I decided that I wanted to expose myself to more brides, and I was trying to figure out how I could make that happen. Now, I've heard of people doing something like this in like the Houston area. They do big shows like that, but of course, I didn't think that I would be able to pull something off, you know, like that, and so. I was like, well, maybe if I can just get a few people, and I'm all about helping people, so I wanted to help, you know, I have a friend, she's a photographer, I have a friend who does cakes, I have, you know, just different people, you know, if we can all get together and try to come together and put, if we can all do a wedding, one wedding together, you know, when you think about it, it's money for all of us.
Right.
So it started as something really small. I was going to do it in a really small room, and I was like, okay, I cannot do this on my own. And I was talking to my friend, and she said, I have just the person for you. And she sent me Shell's card, and ever since I talked to Shell, I was like, I was mind blown because she just, once I talked to her, I knew that this was going to be the perfect thing for her because I could say it and I could think it in my mind, but once I kind of gave those ideas to Shell. She kind of just took over, and I was like, wow, she really know her stuff. So I definitely trust her with my baby.
Okay, yeah, I see. So listen, I have to point this out. I can hear, and this is what I hear. I hear a dynamic duo with Shell and Ashley like I hear with Tony and Tempest. And let me explain what I mean. Tempest is completely staffed to my weaknesses. Completely. Mm-hmm. I am weak at a lot of stuff. Period. Mm-hmm. Point blank. Paperwork being that everything Shell do, I don't do. Period. I don't want none of that. I don't want to do none of that stuff. For real. Exactly. And what was funny is I did the whole what's a makeup artist stuff doing on purpose because Tempest used to be my assistant. She's not. She's my business partner now. But I remember that people would always say crazy things like, you just a secretary. As if secretaries stop being people.
Right.
You know? Exactly. So I hear a lot of this, well, you are a hair artist. I know that's not what you said. Pray for me. You're right. You're a hairstylist. Yes, you're coming up with these million-dollar ideas. So I just want to acknowledge you. And I feel it's fitting right now that I bring up Tempest because she can totally relate to what's going on. So, Tempest, hit us with some of your wisdom and empathy.
Okay, I don't know about that. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Thank you for being on the show. I don't have questions. I just want to say, as a woman to other women, congratulations on your success. It is so awesome to see women working together in their own lane, in their own businesses, and are working together in harmony, not trying to diss each other. It's just so refreshing to see that. I love your energies. Y'all are, I don't know you, but I feel like I know both of you. It's just awesome to see or hear, you know, women working together, doing their own thing, creating their own lanes, creating their own events. And I just want to say I'm proud of you guys and keep up the good work. I actually want to come to your event, so I can't wait to hear
Please
more about
do.
It.
Yeah.
And I'll be buying a ticket. Yeah.
All right. I'm out of place right now, so I'll let you women talk for right now. Somebody respond.
No, Tony, you can come too. Come on in.
look, they're going to take my money. Come on in here.
Right, yeah, we need your credit card. Yeah.
That's right. I ain't mad at
There's
you.
There's going to be something there that you're going to see.
Uh-huh.
Well,
somebody's business you can give.
You sure are right. I love that she pointed out that you two are women not only doing your thing, but you're not in competition with each other. I would love to how that even happened, that you're not in competition. You both are just creating.
Yeah, you know, it's the way I think about it, you know, it's too much money out here for anybody to be in competition with the other person. You know, if it's something that you can't do, let me help you. Mm-hmm. If it's something that I can't do, come help me.
Yeah.
Let's work together. People don't understand that in unity, it's you get a lot more done in unity. Listen, God created us as humans to be in relationship with people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just a husband-wife relationship, but just relationship with people.
Because no one knows everything.
Yeah, no
we
one person
know
knows
it
everything.
All.
And I'm just, you know, for working together, building together, just togetherness is what we need to do. We don't need to be separated and competing with each other. You know, somebody says anything about me, I say, you know what? When I see you, I'm going to give you a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, we don't have to be like that.
Wow, that's fair. In fact, I would love to hear your response, Tempest, because they are like totally in sync with your kind of energy. I would love, not to put you on the spot, but I would love to hear you respond with that same energy.
So, yes, one, there is way too much money out here to be made to compete with somebody, and it's too much, it's enough for everybody, and mm-hmm. competing with me means you're not focusing on your customers, you're not focusing on your business, and one of these are going to fall, and mm-hmm. you can compete with somebody, but I'm not even in your lane, you know what I mean? I'm over here doing my own thing, but if everybody was focused on what they're supposed to focus on what their business is for, then there's no need for a competition because my audience isn't your audience. Your audience isn't my audience. Your lane isn't my lane. And I wish as women we would understand we don't have to compete with each other. It's enough for all of us to make it, you know, just stay focused on you. So, I definitely feel that.
When you think about it, it's easier to bring someone in. So when I do weddings, like it's easier for me to work with the same people over and over as long as they're providing my clients with the top-notch service and my clients are satisfied. It's easy for me to build relationships and build rapport with the same people. And we're all getting, you know, we're all getting paid at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why am I going to not include you because I'm jealous of a certain thing? When I know that you can do a good job, or I know that that's your area of expertise, and we women really need to build more of a camaraderie together, and even like us Black women, like you don't realize how far we have come, you know, from back in the day, and then all we want to do is tear each other down.
Mm-hmm.
It's time out for that. Like we're never going to get anywhere like that. Never.
You sure sound smart to me. I'm the guy in the room. I ain't supposed to be here right now. I'm the ignorant man in the room right now. I think he know everything. No, all you women are absolutely correct. And let me tell you why I know you're correct. So Tempest and I started this a while ago, 2012 maybe, and it didn't even try. You know, there was just like you too. There was a need, we felt it. That's all. Uh-huh. Yet many people have tried to come against me or her. Period. Point blank. This is what it is. We ain't even doing nothing. I ain't bothering nobody. Ain't doing nothing yet. We getting hit because people don't like to see other people doing what they're afraid to do. So I would love to hear if people come against you two just because you two are not in their business, but they're trying to be in yours.
Right. Wow. Yeah. So,
you got some fun stories for us?
You know,
look, they tried so hard. Look, they like, Lord have mercy. Denise is listening right now, and I know she lit that. Nah, I'm just joking.
I know. Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have to pass on that one, honey. You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Tiffin, jump on the grenade and save them. Jump on there. So they ain't got past it.
So, not to tell a story, but as Tony said, we have had people who try to tear us apart, I guess. I've had people get in Tony's ear and say, oh, I'm not as close to you as you are to Tempest, and that hurts my feelings, and boo-hoo, yada, yada, yada. And then he lets them in, and then they end up stabbing him in the back, or stabbing me in the back, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, if this is you and you listening, and you know you are that type of person, it
help
is unnecessary. No, I'm serious. It's unnecessary to try to come in and break up something just because you're not a part of it. Go create your own.
All right, that's what I was trying to get at.
Well, the people are doing.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Yes. Go create your own. So, No, please. I was going to ask, do Shale and Ashley have a message for people who are under attack? What would you tell them about their winning energy and what they are capable of?
You know, for a person, if you're under attack and people are, you know, hating on you, you know, at one point I was like, I don't think I have any haters. Like, nobody hate on me, you know, but I didn't know that secretly people were, you know, and they just weren't bold enough to come and say anything or, you know, to address it publicly. But, you know, if that's something that you're going through, listen, persecution is going to happen. It's going to be there as long as we're here. So I wouldn't let those type of things get under your skin. I wouldn't let it bother you. I would let it motivate me. And that's exactly what I do. I let those type of things motivate me and push me harder. Because if you're going to say, oh, Shell can't do this or Shell can't do that, no, Shell going to show you she can do exactly what you say she can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say, just continue to be motivated, continue to have confidence, continue to love yourself,
mm-hmm.
and just let that love pour out. And just follow the golden rule. You know, the golden rule, you treat other people how you want to be treated. And business-wise, we have a saying in my house. Half of the truth is a whole lie.
Mm.
Tell the truth. In business, you have to tell the truth. Be honest with your people. Be honest with yourself. And just be honest in life, period. So that's my advice to anyone who's under attack.
Ashley, you'll go.
I can't. I'm going to have to start going first because she be coming through with the whole sermon and then, like, I don't have anything to say.
Yes, you do.
No, but basically, to sum up what she said, you do. You have to stay in your own lane, like she said. And what helped me when I get in those type of moments is I get tunnel vision. So like you said, basically motivation, but I tunnel myself out, and sometimes I'll like take away certain things. I don't allow certain things into my inner circle. I don't watch certain things. I don't listen to certain things, and I have tunnel vision for what I'm going after. And once I see myself on the other side, most of the time it doesn't matter because I'm like, okay, they said she can't do this. She don't do this well. Her hairstyles don't look that great. Oh, her makeup is okay, but it's not all of that. My bank account says differently.
Right.
So it's like it doesn't matter, you know?
All right. All right. She pointing people to the digits. I understand. We have a saying around here, the harvest don't lie.
Right.
She said, look at my harvest, Bobo. I completely understand. Listen, we have enjoyed you. So I'm just going to say one little short thing, and I'm going to let Tempest give, I'll let you two give whatever your closing thoughts you have, and then I'll let Tempest close out the whole podcast. I've enjoyed you from a man's perspective.
Oh, wow.
I have enjoyed you, ladies. I can't wait to spend my manly dollars with you. Yes, I can't wait.
We receive it.
That I got the impression that y'all don't mind money. I just want to say to our audience that please notice they didn't come on this show trying to sell themselves. That's not what they did. Now you know what they have. They've got it in the show notes. I just want to tell our audience that when you have salespersons and business people, love on each other, love on people, love on the audience, not try to take over, those are the people that you should buy from. So I really hope that all of you at least visit any of the information that's set before you. They absolutely deserve it. Shale, it's on you. No, we're going to let Ashley go first. She won't go first. They got to go behind the preacher.
Yeah, let Ashley.
Ashley, it's on you. Shale, it's on you. Tippers, closes out.
Okay, so basically what we wanted to do is basically make awareness about the bridal show that we are doing. It's called The Perfect Bridal Show. It's March the 4th. It's on a Sunday. It's free. And it's going to be, you can reserve you can RSVP at theperfectbridalshow2018.eventbrite.com.
Wow. Well, hold on. Tell us more about the bridal show. Just tell us more. What's going on at this bridal show?
So basically at the bridal show, I'm going to be doing live demos. So you'll get to actually see me in I'm going to be actually transforming brides, like from beginning to end. You're going to be able to see some of my work. You're going to be able to taste cakes. You're going to be able to see awesome photography. What else are we doing, Shell? Shell will have her table. She's going to be showing her her work. Basically everything that it takes to plan a wedding, like you need to be there.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. All that information will be in the show notes for you all to get as much information on the bridal show as possible. It's this original idea and make sure you spend money. Shell?
Yeah. So, Tony and Tempest, we just want to thank you both for having us on. I can speak for myself, and I know Ashley, we probably enjoyed it. We were really nervous at first, but you know what? It was a good time, and I just want to tell, you know, your listeners, just, man, you know, love conquers a lot. You know, before you make any decision, any business decision, any life decision, just think about it for a second, and, you know, think about how that person would feel or how you would feel if that person were to do what you're about to do to them. You know, so like Ashley said, the Perfect Bridal Show 2018.eventbrite.com. To any vendors, bridal vendors or whatever your business is, we're open to other vendors as well that will tie into the wedding industry or anyone who wants to bring awareness to their business. They can contact me, and Tony, you'll put that, you said, in the show notes.
Yeah.
They need to contact me by phone or by email if they want to become a vendor.
Awesome. Any final words that you that you two want to give about the Brighter Show before Tempest closed out? Take your time. Why should people go? Why are you awesome? Anything you want to say about the Brighter, even though it's in show notes, tell them what they can't get from the show notes.
What you can't get from the show notes, we're going to have some really, really good food there. We're going to have some, as Ashley said, we're going to have some really good cake tastings. We're going to do some raffles. We're going to do some giveaways. Who doesn't like a free giveaway, right? We're going to do free champagne during the entire show. I don't drink, but, you know, for those of you who do, that'll be there. Live music entertainment. You know, it's just going to be a good time. You know, it's going to be a very, very good time. Ms. Ashley and her crew will be doing makeup and stuff in the private bridal suite. And so, you know, that'll be a good time as well. We'll have some photo booths there. I mean, just come on out, have a good time, learn a new thing or two, and just enjoy our company. I personally want to meet as many of y'all as possible, like just to say, hey, you know, make a new friend or something. But, yeah, so that's all I have.
That sounds good. Yeah, no, that sounds completely good. So Tempest is on you. Oh, wait. Ashley, did you want to say something that can't be in the show notes?
No, I didn't have anything else.
All right, Tempest is on you.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies, so much for coming on the show. I am excited about your event and your future endeavors, and I wish you the best of luck. I don't know what I'm doing on March 4th, but I would definitely be there to support you, ladies,
okay,
because I think it's important to show up and support people. But I love your energy, and I just feel gravitated to come out and support. So I hope those who are listening, who are in the area, will come out and support as well. And I said I wasn't going to do this, but I feel led to do it anyway. If you're listening and you're not coming because you just don't, you know, you a hater, then stay at home. Don't say nothing. Don't post nothing on Facebook. We don't need your negative energy. Just stay at home and be quiet and let these ladies do their thing. So that's all I got to say. Thank you, ladies.
All
congratulations.
Right.
And I can't wait to see more from you both.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you.
Appreciate y'all. As Tempest would say, you were born to win. When are you going to show us? Ain't that
wow.
what you say, Tempest? Is that how you say it?
Yes, that's
your
what
tagline.
I
say. You got to say it, though. You say it, so I don't be taking your tagline.
Well, that's fine because I just put some food in my mouth, so you're good.
Oh, okay. Well, then there it is. See, the energy said this, so thank you all. Bye with them.
Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@vatsjr.com. That's overcoming@vatsjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy.